everybody. If you'll get your hymns of the Spirit and turn to page 272, we'll sing a little bit.
Service people, God, you know their needs, and God, we're all over the world, things that happen, God, I pray, God, people look, and God, see how they stand with you, dear Father, help us in everything we do, in your holy, sweet name, amen.
Amen.
Like that song, Deeper and Wiser, we go, I'm thankful for our Sunday school teachers this morning, great Sunday school we had this morning, as we do. Get deeper into the Word of God. We can draw more wisdom from the Word of God that we can use it on a daily basis. Great Sunday school report this morning. Fog and all outside. I want to praise God, first of all, for bringing you through the fog and the rain and all and getting you here this morning. And we'd lost Bobby and LaForest this morning, but God, we just brought him right in here as soon as we start praying. We appreciate that and traveling a long ways this morning. All of you that are here this morning. Sunday school classes this morning, we had 104 in attendance. And the Doves class with Jackie and Tony exceeded their enrollment this morning, and also the Shepherds class, Brother Mark, both those exceeded their enrollment this morning. Great job this morning. And also the offering this morning, $190. Appreciate those of you being a part of that. You want to be a part of that giving. And like I said, all the monies that given in Sunday school here go towards mission programs. In other words, to further the gospel, to get it out to those that are lost. And so I want you to be a part of that. Most importantly this morning, four visitors this morning. Appreciate those that are visiting with us this morning. If you don't have a place that you worship regularly, hope you'll just come back and worship with us here every Sunday. And we appreciate you being here.
Amen. Good report. You know, some sow, some water, but God supplies the increase. Amen. So good to be here today. Got a few things. Military supplies. Miss Joan mentioned Wednesday night, if you could help bring hard candy, soap, deodorant, things like that. We're going to ship out some more boxes to the men overseas. So if you could bring those things and give them to her, she'd appreciate that. And we'll get some boxes sent out to those men and ladies, their soldiers over there in need. Also, Jackie needs some egg crates. If you got any egg cartons of any kind, styrofoam, cardboard, whatever, she needs them to do a project for her class. So she'd appreciate that. Remember the Easter sunrise service, Hawkins Cemetery at 7 o'clock Easter morning, looking for a good turnout, invite somebody to come with you. And it's our year to host the breakfast and our privilege to do that. So we'd like to fill up that fellowship hall and, you know, cook all and have people eat all they can. So invite somebody to come, then they can just stay around for the Easter service. So be praying about those things. Singing school, April 25th through May 6th, Brother Charles Toler will be here to teach you how to sing, read, direct music, no cost to anybody, so spread the word. Anybody who would like to come is welcome to come and enjoy the singing school. And we mentioned a couple of weeks, and last week, Alabama School of Gospel Music is going to be June 6th through June 17th. If you would like to attend that, Miss Sue's got the applications. You can get one of those from her, and if you need financial help to go to any singing school this summer, there's some applications back there from the New Salem Baptist Music Fund. You can pick one of those up, fill it out, also get that back to Miss Sue. And if you're visiting with us tonight, we're going to have a quarterly fellowship. We're going to go down tonight and enjoy barbecue. Had some men over yesterday just working herself to death. Eddie said he just overdone himself yesterday. Eating. Is that what it was? Well, he's sampling. Make sure it's good, I guess. But, you know, that's going to be tonight. We'll meet in the fellowship hall. All we have to do is bring desserts. And please remember, no nut products. Just come and enjoy fellowship with us. And if you've signed up for the CPR class or if you would like to sign up, the list is still in the back. Again, that's going to be $5 per person, and the class is going to be April 9th at the fire hall up here. That's on a Saturday, and it will start at 8 a.m. and last 4 to 6 hours. So if you've signed up or want to sign up, get on that list, and they need to know how many instructors they're going to need. Also, if you could help in the nursery. Just one Sunday a month. They need some help in the nursery. See Miss Ginger Scruggs after the service and get with her, and she's coordinating that. So if you could help, she'd appreciate it. And if you were in the Christmas play this year, Miss Carolyn needs to meet with you after the service for just a few minutes this morning. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
We're going to do birthday first. Happy birthday to you.
If our ushers would come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing, we'll receive this morning's tithes and offering. He's in church, tell him. Brother Tommy Lyons, will you ask God's blessing on offering, please?
Thank you.
your hymns of the spirit and turn to page 20. I'm not rushing
you. Oh, no, I'm getting off.
We'll sing all of it. To God be the glory.
Which one does it?
Page 20.
Oh,
sing that last verse and smile, okay?
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. Thy mother is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to implore. Do you ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart.
Good job, choir. Page 356.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given,
hope it'll be a blessing. I hope all of you took note in your bulletin of the honor that's going to be bestowed on Mr. Toler in April. We are so blessed to be able to have people like Charles Toler to continue to write gospel music in the Christian manner that I feel like he writes it. This is one of his songs, and I chose this not really knowing for sure that the D'Agostino's company would be with them today, but Joe and Connie, aren't those folks from way up north, way up in Maine? And they probably don't get a lot of Mr. Charles Toler's music up in Maine because he is strictly Southern gospel writing, but this is a little song that Charles wrote way back in 1994, and it sort of expresses my love for gospel music. It's called Just for the Joy of It. Just for the joy of it, I sing my Savior's praises. Just for the blessings I get, I proclaim Him as my King. How I love to get together with the people of the Lord and sing out the praises all in one accord. Just for the joy of it, that's why I love to sing. Some folks sing for money, others sing for fame. Some spend all their time and energy building up their name. But when I came to Jesus and He saved my soul, He changed my life completely, made me free and whole. Now I have something to sing about. I'm so glad He came. Just for the joy of it, I sing my Savior's praises. Just for the blessings I get, I proclaim Him as my King. How I love to get together with the people of the Lord and sing out the praises all in one accord. Just for the joy of it, that's why I love to sing. Sometimes when I'm lonely, when I'm feeling sad, when it seems that all the world is wrong, everything is bad, I start to sing a song about His grace and love, and then begin to feel His Spirit from above. Just taking time to sing His praise always makes me glad. For the joy of it, I sing my Savior's praises. Just for the blessings I get, I proclaim Him as my King. How I love to get together with the people of the Lord and sing out the praises all in one accord. Just for the joy of it.